is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold, how are you?
I'm great, coach. How are you doing today?
A lot better with a W than a loss.
Amen. Amen. Well, we had the Montgomery County Eagles here on Friday night. And the Buccaneers showed out and
played well,
put together a good game plan and came out with a good victory, 46-14. Why don't you talk about some of the highlights of that game?
Well, the main thing that I was looking for was how we would respond to any adversity. And if you remember, we went down 6-0 on they hit a nice little pass play over the middle, and we tripped up each other and had three guys take each other out, and they scored. So they were up 6-0. And I wanted to see how we would respond, how they took hard coaching. And we did it like we're supposed to this time, first time this year.
They did hold us on our first drive, but you called that little fake punt again and busted it loose for a good gain and got a first down. And from there, we just we went on a run.
Yeah, that's true. We did go on a run. We got stalled out. We had a player misread a hole, and we ran to the defender instead of where the hole
right.
was, and it cost us a 2-yard gain. And then I thought, you know, we can move the ball on these guys, and they didn't. They just looked kind of asleep when they were on their punt return team, so we ran a fake punt, and probably should have scored. The kid did a great job tackling our running back in open field, but it went well.
It did. It did, and that got us started. And we went for the 2-point conversion and didn't get that. But anyway, it was 6-6, and then we moved on from there.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, later in the game, we finally started kicking. Missed it one or two, but we finally went 4-for-4, and I think we've got our field goal extra point kicker now.
Yeah. I think the next three times they had the ball, they went 0-3 and had to punt to us.
We adjusted a little bit to what they were doing, and we also, you know, pressured them a little harder than we were. We went from a 4-to-5-man pressure, and then a couple times from a 5-to-6-man pressure, caused some. You know, they didn't like that. They couldn't handle that.
No, they couldn't handle it. That quarterback took a lot of licks. I'm sure he's feeling it today.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. He's just in ninth grade, left-handed, and spins a good ball. I think he's the nephew to Brad Owens that used to be on staff here.
Oh wow, okay. Well, he did a really good job running that offense for them, but the pressure that your defense put on them really
hampered
them.
Their defense played well. You know, we get the 14. We gave up 6 in the varsity portion, but the JV gave up one late score. You know, they're on a pass.
Yeah, I was impressed with some of the speed that they had with the skilled players.
They were very young. 6. Was lightning fast.
He
could move. I was glad we got some hats on him.
Coughlin, yes. And we had to hem him up. And that number two, Bell got knocked, came out of the game a couple of times where he got dinged up, but he came right back on in there again. That number 64 that played for them, that was their kicker, played on the defensive line. Williamson, he was an impressive player.
He was. He played. He played hard. He gave us a hard time on the front a few times.
He did. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about your defense. Who were your key players there this Friday night?
Tyler Alexander got Player of the Week on defense. He had 5 tackles, 4 assists, a sack, a tackle for a loss, and an interception. So that was a big game for him. He was the linebacker that I sent on the blitz, so he got to do the pressure. So it worked out well. And he dropped one time. I thought he was going to score. That was the best game he's played on the defensive side of the ball.
That's good. That's good. We enjoyed calling his name. Who else stood out for you on defense?
On defense, Javonte Cummins had an outstanding game at nose guard. He had multiple. He was almost in double digits in tackles, and then he had the fumble recovery on the punt that he almost scored on.
Yeah.
So he was tough. There on the front. Really, the one that didn't get a lot of credit that did some things really well was Ernest McIntosh. Played full game defensively, so he's about ready to be back on offense and defense.
Well, you had him running some at fullback for you, but just a little blocking.
Defensively Friday night, he was taking up two or three blockers. So a lot of those linebackers that got the stats, they need to go buy Ernest a Happy Meal at McDonald's. He did pretty well.
Yeah, he did. Kenny and I were commenting during the game when we saw him in there at fullback. Kenny was saying, "You reckon he's going to get any handle?" I said, I'm not sure if he is. I don't think he's ready yet.
Close. He looked good today in practice. He was probably 90-95% today.
Good. So he'll be ready for Friday night. You're getting a lot of your injured back, and we're getting healthier than ever.
Lorenzo Reed in here with us today. He had a touchdown Friday night. He got to come back Wednesday in the JV game and scored, and then he played Friday night. He was bugging me on the sideline, and finally he got the rock, and he went and scored.
Yes, he did. He looked good out there. All right. Coach, it was a good performance all the way around by both the offense and the defense. When you score 46 points, and
that's
a lot. A lot of scoring going on, and kind of I had one fan tell me today that I asked them what they thought of the game, and they said, "Well, it got boring." So you took the excitement out of it, but I don't care how you get the wins. A win's a win, and we needed it. That one thing it did, it solidified us another playoff appearance.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped. I told the kids, we haven't missed the playoffs since I've been back. We've been rolling, and we didn't miss them the first time.
You got it on that back wall back there for all the years of playoffs, and it seems like there's quite a few.
Old Coach Warren's batting 1,000 with his bunch. That's I'm proud of that little fact. So, these next games determine that we're in now. We just got to determine what seed. You lose, the lower the seed you are, and you win, the higher the seed you are.
That's right. We got two more games for the regular season. Get a week off to prepare for our first opponent, whether we'll be at home or on the road. So it's getting exciting here. Playoffs again. Coach, we've been doing this every week, and I can't believe we just finished game 8. This season seems to have gone fast.
So we got 2 weeks in a row, and we got the off week, and we'll be in the playoffs against the region south of us, I think, is who we draw, which is the Clinch and Charlton and
that'll be
Lanier
for the first round.
Yep.
So if we end up in the 4 spot, we're probably going to draw Clinch again.
Probably draw Clinch. 2 spot would be probably Lanier or Charlton. I'm sorry. 2 spot would be. Two spot would probably be Turner or Charlton. And then Lanier. 3 spot would be probably Lanier or Charlton.
Okay. Well, there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for 2. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Well, Coach, this is a really a good win. We know that Montgomery County hadn't won a game coming in, but when you looked at the scores and how they played, it looks like a few bounces here and there, and they could have had some wins. And they were a team that coming in had a had quite a few good players and could be scary if you don't get on them.
They scored, I think, they gave up about 50 points to Portal, but they scored 28 points on Portal, I think.
Yeah.
So they've got a good young team. I think he's dealt with some things like we have. I know two of his better players were injured Friday night. They were not dressed, one, and I don't know the other kid's number. They had some kids get in trouble. So he was playing for the long haul.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those players that they were, their skilled players were young too, so they'll be much improved next year. And unfortunately, we have to go up there probably. Well, I think this is a year for regional realignments and so forth, so we don't even know who'll be in our region next year yet, do we?
No. Uh-huh.
Okay.
We'll find that out pretty soon.
Now, that could be interesting. Let's talk about one aspect of the game that's been missing all year, and that's your special teams kicking extra points.
Yeah, we've played well on most special teams all year. We had a letdown on the punt. Our punt team has been just absolutely phenomenal until Jenkins County, and we had a lot of subs in on that particular play that we gave up. But when the regular guys are in, our punt team's been solid. Our kickoff coverage has been good as it's been in a while. Where we struggle is no secret. It's been the extra point field goal department. And I went for two a couple times. We didn't make it. We didn't look good. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to start kicking this thing. And the young man, Jeremy Carey, who's been practicing all summer long, and now he finally gets his opportunity to kick, and he misses it. And he's missed, I think, two or three this year.
Yes.
So, but I knew his leg was plenty strong if he calmed down. So we just kept going, and then, man, all of a sudden he lit on fire. He hit four in a row, and not just hit them, he thumped them. And so we feel like we've got a little field goal kicker right now that we hadn't had in a while. Just literally, we worked every day, and we just now have gotten where we can say this kicker's at a varsity level. But he has been kicking off in JV games, and has steadily gotten better. And then this last JV game against Long County, we were short defensive lineman, and there was a passing situation he was wanting to play, so we put him in a defensive line. He had got a sack. So he may be a defensive lineman, too, in the future.
Now, what grade is he in?
Jeremy, I think, is in the 10th grade this year.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that. Sometimes, Harold, the years run together on me.
Well, I understand. They've been running together on me for quite a while.
He's not a senior, but I know he's not a freshman, so there you go.
I know I've been, Kenny and I and Frank have been in the booth for quite a few years.
Yep.
And we were in the booth when you came here the first time.
That's
in
right.
Whatever year that was. So, we all enjoy high school football. That's why we keep doing this. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, That really was a good victory for us, and I'm glad. Now we're back to 4-4, and it's been a tough schedule this year, Coach.
Especially, we talked about this earlier. We're not the same team we were in the summer and in the first 2 weeks. We've had to reinvent ourselves with the adversity that we faced with injuries and discipline. So we're just now, I think, getting another identity. You know, we can. We're playing a little different style of defense, but it's still nonetheless effective. Offensively, we've gone more to the eye than the wing tee.
Right.
And it's just, the eye, to me, is a little simpler on the kids. The wing tee is a little more complex. Some of the concepts, you know, the isolations, for example, and the sweeps, some of that stuff's still the same, whether you're running a jet sweep or a toss sweep, a rocket sweep. You're still getting on the edge.
Right.
So these guys play better the simpler the scheme right now. They play with a higher degree of confidence, which is what you want. So, the two times we've ran the eye this year, it's always been a series, just not the base, you know, of what we do. Two times we've ran it, we've been in the 40s in the points. So we're going to hang on to it for a little while.
Well, I like the eye. And If you've got a good fullback that can both carry and block for you, it makes a big difference. And I think getting under center, too, is an advantage for you. Cuts out the bad snaps, and your running backs are at full speed when they take the handoff most of the time, which means you can hit the holes quicker.
We were one of the things I like about the wing is the fullback can hit the line of scrimmage pretty quick in what we do.
Yep.
And the eye, you hit it downhill. It's a downhill running scheme, and it's good, but we got to be careful. Our splits between the linemen got a little tight, and the depth of the tailback got a little deep, so some of the edges were able to fall in and make plays in the middle Friday night. We tried to correct that a little bit today. We got better splits with the line, and we got moved the tailback up about a yard closer.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I had noticed that in the last game. I commented to you when we had played in the scrimmage against Brunswick High how wide your splits were, but they were so effective in creating holes.
That's something that we do. We call that the red and black attack, and we were better at it last year than we are this year. It worked at Brunswick. I think we caught them by surprise. The teams that have prepared for it have given us a hard time with it. There's going to be some times maybe this year that we still go back to it.
Yeah.
But we've got some problems with it with just our skill set right now. So it's a tool in the toolbox. It may come out, it may not.
Well, keep them a little wider. I think it works better for you. But but y'all are down there coaching them every day, and you know what's going on a heck of a lot better than I do. So, when we're moving the ball, whatever's working,
yeah,
keep working it.
You know, we've been throwing the ball out of the eye too.
Yeah, have.
It's opened the play-action game up quite a bit.
Yeah, we have. We had some beautiful pass plays in this game also. So, and Neo was under duress a couple of times on a few of his passes. And he was running the ball well, his tailback for you the other night.
Yeah, he did. He played some tailback and quarterback. He's got a little sore shoulder. Right now, but he's we've been able to keep him going with it. Brett, my son, started the ball game with Neo at tailback, and Brett played a good ball game as well. He had one miscue. Both quarterbacks and our line and our backs, so you can blame it on Coach Warren. We got a counter play we had a hard time with Friday night.
And yeah,
anyway, it was tough. I think we got it ironed out today, and we're gonna work on it the rest of the week. It's just part of our offense. We've ran it for years. You've got to have, some plays that go away. We've got two or three counters that we run, and actually two of them worked well Friday, and one of them didn't.
Well, that's so, what practice is for. Yeah, get it all straightened out.
I've been pleased with our passing game. You know, we hit the screen Friday. We hit some of our intermediate routes Friday.
Yep.
We hit a couple deep balls Friday. You know, Brett threw his first varsity touchdown pass of the year.
Sure did.
Dawson Hassler and Mr. John Reed, that does our team photography, got a great shot of Dawson high-pointing that ball.
That was a beautiful throw and catch.
Yeah, he threw it off his back foot. He got a little pressure. We busted the protection on the offensive line. We left an edge rusher. The guard didn't block anybody, and tackle took his man. And so there was a guy on the edge. We were supposed to have fanned out and taken him.
Yeah.
And luckily, tailback was in the vicinity and got enough of him that we could get the ball off.
Yeah. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, talked a lot about the this past game, and it was another great victory for the Buccaneers, and got a tough one coming up this Friday night. Travel up to Twin City. And boy, have we had some contests with the ECI Bulldogs over the years in all sports. Small county like us, small town, and they come out for their football on Friday night. They got a beautiful little stadium there, and they do pack the house. So what can you tell us? What can we expect besides hard-nosed football from ECI?
Well, ECI graduated a big class. You know, the head coach's son, Coach Kirsten's son, was a team leader quarterback last year. So then they had P.J. Fornum, the running back, started for them for 4 years. Probably the most explosive player they've had in a while.
He's finally graduated?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
They graduated a lot. They're young, but they still play hard football. They still play hard-nosed wing tee football. They still run the ECI defenses that we've seen in the past. They're physical in a couple of positions. Their main ringleader is number 40. I don't remember his name right off the top, but he's a big load when he carries the football. He's an excellent blocker. He's a great middle linebacker, so we've got to find him wherever he is. Then when he's not in the game offensively, big number 12 is a big fullback, over 200 pounds. So there's no secret about what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to line up and run over us.
There's
no secret about what we're going to do. We're going to try to use our speed to our advantage. So.
That's right. We're going to gang tackle and try to hit them in the mouth.
I mean, they're tough in ECI, in Twin City as well. They're well coached. You know, they're historically a pretty good program, so we're expecting a tough ball game.
Yeah. Have we defeated them 2 years in a row coming into this one?
Let's see. We beat them last year for the region championship.
We did.
I think they beat us the year before. I think we've traded blows for a while. I think it's 2-2.
You may be right. It's kind of hard to get any streak against them.
We beat them in 19. Went up there and ran the ball well against them. And they beat us here. I think 17-9 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember the third game, but I know last year we won, so that's two for us anyway.
Well, anyway, it's going to be another tough one. And with the win over Montgomery County, we already mentioned this, it puts us in the playoffs, and ECI is probably going to be in the playoffs too, so the winner there gets a leg up on the other as far as positioning, because Jenkins right now, I think, is kind of in the driver's seat for first place in the region, and we're fighting hard for that second place because we want that home field advantage, especially the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of good football to be played between us and Jenkins and ECI and Portal.
There is.
So if we were to win out and Jenkins were to be beaten, say, by Portal or ECI, that could put us in a three-way tie for first. I don't think we can win the tiebreakers. You know, we would be co-champs, but I don't think we can win the tiebreakers as far as playoff seeding. And in fact, we could, even if we won out. There's one scenario where we could be third, sorry.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Did they change the way it works? Because I know one time we were in a three-way tie for first, and it was a coin flip.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Don't do that anymore?
Way on down the criteria. I think the coin flip is what number is that? It's number 7 on the tie-breaking criteria.
Yeah, we ended up in third place after that.
I've had that
wonderful
happen.
Yeah.
One year, because the regions were too big, this was around 2010, I believe, we a different school. We played for the region championship and ended up third seed because one school we didn't get to play. It was nuts. Like, this is so wrong in so many ways.
Yeah, because you want that first game at home. And if you're the region champs, number 1 seed, you win that first one, you're going to have your next one at home.
Yep.
But but if you make third place, you may never get home.
Yeah.
I think we can. We played away the first game one time and then got to come home the second game.
We've been I think we've hosted playoff games all 4 years I've been back.
Yeah.
I remember.
Well, last year I think was that way. We, not last year because we won the region championship. We were at home.
We hosted first, lost second round.
Yeah. And
the other time we went over to Mitchell County and then hosted the next week. And then the other times I think we ended up hosting. I know one time we hosted Truman.
Yeah.
That was in 19. I think it was like 27-24 or something like that.
Well, we've had some really, really outstanding games. Some good games, close games. Well, Coach, school's out this week, but you're doing your practices in the morning and having good participation, so kids don't have to concentrate on schoolwork. They have to concentrate on football.
Yeah, it's been nice that we had this opportunity. It is fall break, and so we're not getting much of a break. Well, I don't have to teach this week, so I'm going to have the afternoons off. We are practicing in the mornings. We had, I think, Harold, we've got about 42 on roster right now. I think we had 36, 37 of them here this morning.
That's good.
One was on a field trip, and one just texted me. I don't know what all he's got going on. The other two I'm going to have a conversation with.
Yeah. Priorities.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Coach, we'll be back here next week to talk about this ECI game and hopefully we'll have another victory posted on the board.
That'd be nice. That means we've got a shot at that number three or number two seed.
That's correct. All right, Coach. Well, get them ready. Let's go play hard up there in Twin City and come back with another victory.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.